This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, you can make a case that the course of this recovery, such as it is, can best be traced through the restaurant business. The big chains, to be more clear about that. Friendly's filed Chapter 11 over the weekend, joining Pizza Hut and Chuck E. Cheese and Lepenco de Dien in bankruptcy court. Some chains, though, are booming. Chipotle says it plans to hire another 10,000 people. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with who is winning and who is not as we stress eat our way through this pandemic.
Right down the street from John Gordon's house, there was a Burger King that recently shut down.
Burger King is one of the global brands that's gotten overstored in the United States and even in the rest of the world.
Gordon is an analyst with Pacific Management Consulting Group. He says a lot of chains knew, even before the pandemic, they had too many locations. Now they're downsizing. But a lot of chains are also adapting. At that same corner where the Burger King was, there was a Starbucks.
They closed and they just moved into the Burger King. Now they have a brand new store with a drive-thru, which is going to double their sales easily.
In a pandemic, the less contact with customers, the better. And the chains that can pull that off are doing all right. Pizza chains that deliver have mostly done well. Chipotle is expected to grow its drive-thru stores from 100 to 1,000 in the next 5 years, according to Andrew Charles, restaurant analyst with Cohen & Company.
Safety is now paramount, and obviously convenience is number two.
But there are some chains that are based on contact with customers or dining in. Denny's, IHOP, they're not doing so great. Darren Tristano is CEO of Food Service Results.
The full service restaurants will decline at a much faster rate on the chain side.
Tristano says they're going to keep losing market share to more grab and go type places.
And that trend will likely continue for years to come.
Basically, if there's a restaurant chain whose food you love to eat, but don't really care where you eat it, it's probably doing well. The places where you actually like to hang out, those are the ones that are probably in some trouble. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.